Stand to our feet and let's open up with our dark silence and praise God for more blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him among creatures here below. Praise Him above these heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Response readings on the inside of the program, Psalms 91 verses 1 through 7. Read responsibly. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his clay feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day,
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And we know that God's word is already blessed. It's now time for our family prayer and our corporate prayer. If you need special prayer, we ask you to come closer to the altar. We know that God's still in the blessing business. And even though He has not answered your prayer yet, does not mean He's not going to answer it. He will answer. Amen? Because it's been a little bit delayed, but me depending now, God's still in the blessing business. Amen?
Amen.
The storehouse is yet to run out of miracles. So we ask everyone to just pray this prayer with anticipation, expectation. God will make everything all right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give me a couple of verses of Jesus keeping near the cross, please.
Jesus
Sunday once again, we say thank you for that. Protecting us from dangers seen and unseen. Father God, even when we did not think about you, you had your mind stayed on us. You covered us in your love, put your arm protection around us. You a strong provider for us, and we thank you for that. You continue to make intercession to our Father for us, and we thank you for that.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, we come once again in another time, God, asking you to hear our prayers. I ask that you would create with us a clean heart and with us the right spirit. And as always, Father God, we ask you for a fresh anointing. Don't take it from us. Give us a fresh anointing. One fill us up from sole our feet to crown our head.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, right now, we don't have a right to even call upon you. But because of your blood of your son, Jesus, God gives us a right and a privilege. You said that we can come, and that's why we came.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, that's why we're here asking that you look beyond our faults. You meet us all in our need.
Thank you, thank you.
Not because we've all been so good, Father God, just because of your grace and your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Because of your love unspeakable.
Thank you.
Father God, you have taken our sins and thrown them as far as the east is to the west.
Yes, Lord.
Into the sea of forgetfulness. We thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, let me come as your children right now. Humbly bow before you just as we are.
Thank you.
Asking you to have your way in our lives.
Have
first
your way,
of all.
Lord.
Father God, we first want to line up with your will. Because, Father God, if we don't line up with your will, nothing else will go right in our life.
Thank you.
Father God, get your will out of us right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now we got so many perplexities and complexities in our life. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Father God, but we understand, even when we can't trace you, we have to trust you.
Yes.
Help us, oh Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to hold on to your hand.
Thank you. Yes.
And when we can't hold on to your hand, hold on to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, sometimes my back get up against the wall. We don't feel like going on. You wonder why we even trying to run the race.
Thank you.
Because it seems like the battle's against us. It seems like our foes are around us. And they want to devour our flesh.
Yes.
But Father God, we read somewhere in your word that you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise the standard.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask, oh God, that you raise the standard. Father God, right now, you said in the battle is not ours, but it's yours.
Yes.
Father God, fight our battle. Be a battle axe in the time of battle. Be a strong time.
Thank
right
you.
Now. You told us, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to tear down the strongholds. Father God, we got strongholds in our life and strongholds surrounding us right now.
You're
trying to keep us from going where you want us to go. But Father God, first of all, deal with us.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Work on us. Tear us down right now so that you can build us up where you want us to be. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
I know.
And then when you've done that, Father God, have patience with us, we ask. We ask you for your grace and your mercy right now.
Thank you.
Because we know that you're working on us. But Father God, our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
Thank you.
So Father God, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
I know.
Father God, right now, somebody needs you for one thing, somebody needs you for another. Somebody needs a sickness in their body. They need a spiritual healing. They need a physical healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, be the Bob and Gilead right now. Be a spiritual healer right now in our spirit right now. Father, right now somebody needs a financial blessing. Be Jehovah Jireh in their life.
Yes.
Be a strong provider.
Thank you.
Come against the spirit of poverty and failure in the lives of your people. If you do those things, so Father God, we will thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we ask you just have your way.
Thank
and
you.
Father God, we come together, touching and agreeing as a corporate body. New Jerusalem, we ask you bless New Jerusalem right now.
Yes.
Look upon us, oh Father God. Not like everybody, but find favor within us.
Yes.
Find favor upon us. Put your blood and your grace and your mercy upon New Jerusalem right now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
As we try to do what you asked us to do. As we try to follow your word, Father
your
God.
Word.
Father God, you said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Father, you said, the city with blessed people. We, Father God, we want to do what's right in your sight. So we ask, oh, Father God, enlarge our territory.
Thank you.
Be a strong provider for your ministry, Father God. You said, Father God, you said to your disciples that upon the rock called Jesus, you'll build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against
you. Thank you, Lord.
So do your will right now, Father God. Provide in one area, build up in one area. Whatever you want to do, have your way in the place. And we'll be thankful, Father God. Father God, keep your people strong and faithful as you work your work.
Thank you.
Have your way, Father God. And if there's something on Father God that I've forgotten to say, Father God, allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession. Even with the ones that are not in the sanctuary, but the ones that are under the sound of my voice, bless them right now.
Yes.
And we'll thank you in advance.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll thank you in advance. We claim the victory right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all who love the Lord say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Put your hands together. Give God.
For today, Sunday, March 24, 2024. Our young people are now in rehearsal for our annual Sunday School Resurrection Sunday program on next Sunday. And we are asking for them to meet with the directress, Sister Brown, immediately following the service this morning. So young people, please meet with a directress Brown after the service. We also wish to thank each of you, our members and friends who supported our church's 58th church anniversary last Sunday. Now, if you have not had the opportunity to give, we invite you to please do so today. In your program, you have that Seaboard is concluding its services today, but the services have been canceled this entire weekend because of weather, the weather. So it has been rescheduled to later in April, and I will be coming back with you to remind you of those dates at that time. Our mission study and fellowship hour will be held this Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. The Zoom link is on the back of your program. So please join us as we study God's word together. We want to remind everyone to continue to pray for the sick and shut in. We're very happy to have Dr. Jenkins back with us this week. Give God some praise for that. Give God the glory. We're so happy to have him back. And not only is he back, he's going to bring the word for us today.
Amen.
God is good, church. Don't you know that?
Yes,
God is good. Can you hear me out there? God is good. And he is worthy of all of our praise. All right, now I got some good news for us again this morning. Palm Sunday is the day we remember and celebrate the day Jesus entered Jerusalem as Savior and King. As Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem, a large crowd gathered and laid palm branches and their cloaks across the road, giving Jesus royal treatment. The hundreds of people shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" And today is a reminder to everyone to welcome Jesus into your hearts and be willing to follow him. Now that's good news. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Back to the hands of our pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Sister Martha, for reading announcements to us. Nothing else I have to say. She covered everything so eloquently. It is Palm Sunday. It's a dead beginning of that Holy Week. Amen. Yeah, Jesus rode into the city. Amen. He said, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" It's an exciting time in the life of the body of Christ. That this is a very special time for us because this is where the basis of our faith started. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for each other. You know, if we got mission meeting, I'm reminding everyone about that. The link is on the back of the program information zone link. We have a good time in mission meeting. So if you've been listening, you need to be a part of that. All you got to do is listen in. It's a good time to be had in mission. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We've covered everything as we should. I think I've got anything. I've got it all. Amen. Continue to pray for each other, right? Thank God for Dr. James. He's back in the service today. Those that are missing out of the sanctuary this morning, the Lamberts, on the time they let me know they want to be today. Take a trip. Brother Thomas is still out of town. I always take care of Sister Martha. But continue the missing part of the church. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
One another. Okay, it's offering time.
Praise the Lord.
About to bring your tithes in the schoolhouse. You know, I always say that. I say the same thing every Sunday because I just try to quote the word of God. But we all been taught here the importance of giving our tithes and offering. Amen? It's God that's asked us to do that. And so I repeat the same thing because ain't nothing more powerful than the word of God. Amen. Amen. And we don't want to just be obedient to God in one area of life, but all our life. That's including with our finances also. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to bless this offering in advance as you're about to give. Reminder of those who are online, you have your electronic ways you can give. You can give by tithes, you can give by church's cash app. And those of you that do that online, we thank you for doing that. Well, Father God, right now we ask you to bless this offering that we're about to give unto you. We thank you, Father God, for putting us in the position. Father God, we all got our stuff we have to go through. We all got our responsibility. But Father God, we're trying to walk by faith, not by sight. Put you first. Put your head and everything else in our life. Because you said that if we seek you first, the kingdom of heaven, all other things will be added unto us. So we ask, oh Father God, that you make a way for your people, enlarge their territory. Father God, make them prosperous right now. Come against the spirit of poverty, let the spirit of wealth and success breathe in their lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. We don't know how you're going to do it, Father God, but we know you are God that can fix stuff. So we ask you to turn the circumstance around, fix it right now. Father God, enlarge the territory of New Jerusalem. I ask that as your people give unto you, return it back in sevenfold, press down, shaking together, and run it over. Let this all be used for the betterment of building your kingdom. When given days are over, save us a place. Anyway, your kingdom will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say, amen. Church, stand up. Stand up. And come from the back. Amen.
I'm coming, I'm coming, wait there for me.
had been recuperating. God has been there strong. Let's pray for me. God gets some strength. He brings the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, our old soldiers and stuff, we don't just stop just because we feel a lot in the weather. Amen?
Amen.
But we don't know what the Holy Ghost can do. Let's God put some strength. Let's let him preach in power. And everything's going to be just all right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Like
the
ship tossed and driven, that by an angry sea, when the storm, the light was raging, and the fury was on me.
Oh, yes.
I wonder what have I done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to myself, take courage.
Oh, no.
The Lord will make a way somehow. Oh,
the Lord will make a way somehow.
When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away my sorrow. Let him have your burden now.
Oh,
when the load fell down so heavy, and the weight showed up on my brow, there's a sweet relief in knowing
God.
Choose to do the right thing.
Oh, yes.
He was present on every hand. I looked up and wondered why that good fortune has passed me by. Then I say to my soul, be patient. Lord will make a way somehow. We know the Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, and beneath the cross I bow, he will take away the sorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, let him have your burden now.
Oh, Lord.
Here in the name of Christ. Certainly glad to be here today. Look at all of your faces. And I missed you all.
It's
been about 3 weeks now.
Amen.
Amen. I spent about 5 days in the hospital. I didn't think I needed to be there that long, but you know how hospitals is. Our hospitals are, if you've ever been in there. But anyway, praise God for this opportunity and acknowledging our pastor. Grateful for him and all of you. I want to call your attention for a few moments to the 21st chapter of Matthew. I want to say a few moments. I mean that. I know preachers get up and say that, and then they're up 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 21 from the New King James Version. I just want to read a few verses. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. Verses 1 through 3. You may be seated. I want to reason with you today with the subject en route to Calvary.
All right.
Yeah, en route to Calvary. Some of us, southerners, might say en route to Calvary. Same thing. Three main points I want to emphasize today. First one, at Jericho. Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 19 and 10 will give us notes on Jesus and the disciples at Jericho. Point number two, at the Mount of Olives, and three, at Jerusalem. Jesus was, along with his disciples, taking a journey, and prayerfully the Holy Spirit would help us realize this was more than just a physical journey. It was emotional, it was spiritual, it was stressful, and all of that. At Jericho, which the Jews would have a lot in mind about Jericho because it was historically very significant and important to them. In the Old Testament, they would be reminded of the fact during Joshua's days that when the city of Jericho was marched around, and how the Lord broke that stronghold by bringing the wall down. So as they proceeded to Calvary, a lot of things happened prior to leaving the area of Jericho. And even before Jericho, he had already raised Lazarus from the dead. But Lazarus later was celebrated at a big supper, if you will, at a Pharisee's house at Bethany. His good friends, Mary and Martha, Lazarus would be there, and as usual, the women would serve. But all also at Jericho, it showed that there was still rejection to Jesus, to Christ, after people witnessed and all of the miracles, signs, and wonders that he had done. It was near Jericho when Zacchaeus came to him, and he allowed, in fact, he called Zacchaeus down out of the sycamore tree, and he knew more about Zacchaeus than Zacchaeus could even imagine. He knew more about us today than we can imagine. And if we would allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, we will begin to realize the significance, not just of the corporate church, but each individual. There's power in acknowledging the Holy Spirit, because he's God. And I can't forget that in the Old Testament, the prayer of one man, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of God, heaven was shut up 3.5 years. There was no rain. As I said the last time I was here, I'm troubled, not worried, but I'm troubled about America. I pray no more political prayers. I just pray that God will take care of our situation. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to Trump. I'm not asking the Lord to kill him. I have no right to do that. But I do have the right to ask the Lord to deal with Trump and all of the other ones that are evil. Stand with him, of all races and all of that. And I'm content, so to speak. Amen. Well, and we say around the church, it's going to be all right.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be all right. Yeah. I didn't mention, but at Bethany, you know, I did mention that the celebration at Bethany, but Bethany was close to Jerusalem, just a few miles. There was a footpath from Bethany to Jerusalem. Jesus used to go into Jerusalem and preach and teach during the daytime, and then he would leave there and go and spend the night at Bethany. Sometimes he was troubled because of what he saw in Jerusalem. I know that he was troubled and distressed in this journey that we're talking about today. And the scriptures tell us that when he got to Bethany, after leaving Jericho, and we're talking about 14 miles. Walk with me, if you will. I'm not sure what their mode of transportation was. I don't believe they had 12 donkeys. And the scriptures doesn't tell us whether they, all of the disciples of Jesus walked that distance, but I'm sure it was a troubling journey. And when he got there, scriptures tell us that Bethphage was a village not far from Jerusalem. And we read where Jesus gave instructions to two of his disciples and to go bring a coat. And I'm sure they reflected back on Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. When it had been prophesied that Jesus would do this,
well,
and he would refer to Jerusalem as the daughter, and he was troubled over this now wicked city that was his holy city that he had declared the temple and all of that would be there.
Yeah. Jesus came, and the scripture says, "Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a coat, the foal of a donkey." Normally a king or a warrior would ride into the city, particularly where he had conquered, on a horse. But Jesus rode in as prophesied on a donkey. This was a sign of peace. Getting into the kingdom was by his death on the cross and the faith of unbelievers that he would bring peace, that he would remove the enmity, as the Old Testament had said, between the serpent and the seed of the woman. In other words, he had a plan for salvation even before we fell. The seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head, and the serpent would only be able to lift the heel of the seed. In other words, this prophecy was saying that the fatal blow would be placed on Satan's head at Calvary. Yeah, he wouldn't be done away with completely then, but he had really died because he rejected the only begotten Son of God.
Yes.
Little response did Jesus get at Jericho. There were two Jerichos. Matthew and Mark mentioned the old Jericho. Luke mentions the new Jericho. Why is that important? Because one scripture says that Jesus healed the blind man at Jericho
as he first came there. The other scripture says that he healed the blind man as he was leaving Jericho. How could that be? Because of the old and the new Jericho mentioned by these scriptures. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 5, Jesus and his disciples was traveling toward Jerusalem from the east as they came up the road from Jericho, about 14 miles, as I first stated. When they reached the town of Bethany on the eastern slopes of the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent these two disciples in to bring these animals as prophesied in Zechariah 9 and 9. Jesus told the disciples to bring the animals to him, and if they were questioned, they were to say, the Lord needed them.
Yes.
The coat, as I said, was a sign of peace. Now Mark stated that the disciples put garments on the coat, not just on the robe. Mark 11, 7 through 8. Several places in the scripture, Old and the New Testament, it mentioned that branches was taken from the trees and put on the robe. John states, chapter 12, verse 13, that these were palm branches. Specifically, not just branches, but palm branches. That's why we call this Palm Sunday. The disciples got the animals and spread the garments, 2 Kings 9 and 13, and tree branches on the road. Most of the crowd were coming from Galilee. They were familiar with Jesus, his ministry, his healing, and all of those things. And they were going up to Jerusalem for the Passover. 21 and 9 in Matthew, people included children. Matthew 21 and 15 shouted the words of Psalm 118 and 26. Blessed is he come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Pharisees and some of the other religious leaders had a problem when he not only Jesus allowed the children and the people to shout, but specifically when they said Hosanna and referred to Jesus as the Son of David, because the scripture had prophesied many places in the Bible that Jesus would come as the Son of David. Same David.
Yes.
Same David that was a shepherd boy. Same David that was anointed the son of Jesse when the other ones weren't chosen. The same David that killed a lion and a bear. Same David that committed great sins by having a sexual relationship with Uriah's wife Bathsheba. Same David that was treacherous enough to try to hide it. But the same David that, after being approached by Nathan, realized repentance was necessary. The same David that repented in the Psalm 51 that said, have mercy upon me, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Same David that said, create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit.
All right.
Through that lens, the root and offspring of David, as Isaiah called the tender shoot, root out of dry ground. In other words, it came where no greatness was expected. But he came humbled as the Son of God. Oh, praise his holy name. He that comes in the name of the Lord, to him they shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David, which meant, save us, we pray.
Yes.
Jesus was presenting himself as the King, the seed of David. Some of the crowd acknowledged him as the Messiah. Some of the crowd remember the scripture, Isaiah 61, where he says, I have been anointed to preach the gospel. Anointed one, same as the word, the Christ.
Well,
some of them acknowledged that. As Jesus entered the city was moved, and some began to ask the question, who is this? Luke 19:35-40, he told Jesus, the religious leaders, rebuke his followers. Jesus responded by saying that there must be some proclamation that I am the Christ. If not, even the stones of the rocks cry. Just testify for him. Many did not recognize the significance of this event, did not recognize the time of his coming. Many still do not recognize. And as I close, the scriptures in many places seems to mention the fact that after this event, that Jesus would go into the temple, would look around in the temple. He wasn't satisfied with what he saw. He's here now. He's looking around, and I'm sure that he's not satisfied in all that he sees in this holy place. And he would leave after been moved and hurt, but he would come back and he would cleanse the temple. I want to declare now, as he has done so much, he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
The scripture says he's coming back for the church. He's coming back. He's already came one time. He came, and the dead in Christ, as the scripture said, would rise first.
Right. Yes.
And it said that those of us that are alive, those of them that will remain, would be called up to meet him in the air. But he's coming back again, not as the suffering servant, but as the ruling judge.
Yes.
He's coming back. And he wants us right now to continue to make preparation for his coming. Because he has made us, or given us the opportunity to reconcile. I see him now as he hangs on the cross. And I hear him saying, it's finished! It's finished! The work of salvation is finished.
Yes, it is.
By faith.
By faith.
we can receive him.
Yes.
By faith,
by faith,
we look forward to when he comes back again.
Yes. Yes.
And the devil and his imps will be put in a pit.
Yes, Lord.
And all of those that reject Jesus the Christ, hell was made not for us. For the devil and his angels.
Yes, yes.
But he will accommodate us.
Yes.
If we not receive.
Oh,
that glorious. That magnificent. That Son of God. I want to be there.
I
shall be there.
Yes, yes.
When they crown him. King of kings.
Yes.
And Lord of lords.
Yes.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. The door of the church is open. For the reception of members, by letter of Christian experience, of candidates for baptism.
I can't say the name, Sister Morrison, Sister Amy, a man that to the
The autopsies of the bodies?
The coroner.
There's another name. Okay. Medical examiner. That medical examiner, a Christian medical examiner, did an analysis of what a black man goes through when he preaches the gospel. And he did an analysis of that. That's like running 5 miles. 5 miles in 30 minutes. Because the Spirit. We don't stand here and just. The Spirit of God is flowing through us. And now, your heart rate, because it did an analysis, is pumping like that. You understand where I'm going with this? So if you're not really feeling up to 100%, that's still happening. And God's got you, and that's happening. Now I got Warren to drive me home. I sleep on the way home now. I can do that now. But I used to have to drive myself home. I stay here and stay with y'all and stand there. Especially as you prepare all night long. He didn't just write that sermon in 5 minutes this morning before he came here. He stayed up preparing for that. He started on that in the middle of the week. I know he did. Because James told me he did. I know he did. That's what he do. So this, when y'all come to church and sit on Sunday, I'll give y'all an announcement. When you got a commitment to God, what you do is about how you feel. You do it and you do it. And we thank God for it. We know it's the Spirit of God that allows you to get in and do what you do.
Amen.
Amen. It's no, and always, many of us that are in leadership position know that leadership position in the church just don't happen on Sunday morning. It's you working all through the week to get up this Sunday morning to make sure the Sunday service is the way it needs to be. And it's a commitment to God. You don't do it because you just do it. If you did it for people, you wouldn't do it. You do it because you're committed to God to do it. Amen. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit that has placed in individuals like many of us. I can tell you, I go on. That's why we go on. That we go on. We do what God asks us to do. And I thank God for you, Dr. Jane. Keep on preaching on. God still got a lot of work for you to do. So just keep on preaching on. Amen.
Amen.
It's been a good day. I want to thank God, deaconesses and deacons. I want to thank God. Y'all look just real pomp Sunday this morning.
You look good. Amen.
I'm from the old school, Dr. Jenkins. This is how deaconesses and deacons look when they fall in the church on Palm Sunday. They got their white on and adorned in some green.
Amen.
And this is Marvel coming and she didn't put all that green on. She just looked like a tree that needed to be picked. No, but I'm talking about what you, will you stop it? You're in leadership, you got on green. We thank God for that. See, that's the tradition of church. We thank that. Now I've been right with you. But all my stuff got so big, so.
That's a good thing.
Amen. I suppose that fit, don't you laugh, bro? It's a chore to find clothes come to church and come. I thank God. But y'all look so wonderful. Thank God for you. You look great. Look great. It's a pleasure to have you where you are. My deacons and my deaconesses, I appreciate you all and you guys and leadership. Amen?
Amen.
Let's continue to pray for everybody, y'all.
Yes,
amen. Since we read songs, thank God that you're here today. We continue to pray for your mother also, Susanna Thomas. Continue to pray for her. I see you back to Brother Anderson. God bless you. Amen. Continue to pray for everyone in the sanctuary this morning. Brother Houston, so glad to see that back door. And my ushers, thank you for standing on the floor with me today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, awesome.
Pastor, we want to remind everyone that our Sunday school will be presenting their Resurrection Sunday program next Sunday during the Sunday school hour. So we're inviting and encouraging everyone to come back. To come to Sunday school on next Sunday for our kids to support them with their program.
Thank you so much for reminding me. Yes, that's 10 o'clock on Sunday, next Sunday morning. Amen?
Amen.
Resurrection Sunday. Our hearts and minds are ready. We're ready to go to session. And don't forget, we got some refreshments in the back. Make sure you eat yourself up there. Go back and get through Christmas, all right? Amen. Amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
May the grace of my Lord say to Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule and abide with us, both now and forevermore. Let the church say,
amen.